Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
Bill, I missed you so much. What better way to come back from vacation than with a little rapid fire buy or sell?
Let's go.
All right, let's get into it. Buy or sell the Bears, Commanders, and Patriots will hold the first three picks in the draft, which is in just 2.5 weeks, by the way, have made up their minds on what they'll do.
Buy.
Buy.
Yes. Yes.
Bill, this happened while we were away. Buy or sell, the Bills are better off without Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, this is a really tricky one. Sell.
Sell.
Although there was clearly malcontent vibes emanating, but his arrival coincided with Josh Allen's rise. And I think that that level of talent at that position in this league is important, particularly for a guy like Josh Allen.
All right, Bill, hoopier than thou. Buy or sell, current Chicago Bulls head coach Billy Donovan would be a good fit to replace John Calipari at Kentucky.
I mean, by the way, Billy Donovan hasn't played his team hasn't played badly the last 3 weeks. They've been plucky. Do you think of Donald Duck when I say plucky? I do.
A little bit.
Buy would be a good fit. Let me tell you somebody who's pretty high on the odds that I really like him as a friend, and I don't want to see him leave Baylor, but Scott Drew is the name that's been tossed out there.
He should be at the top of everyone's list.
Yes.
He's that good.
He is, and he, by the way, not that this matters, he's a great guy.
I think that does matter, though.
Great guy.
You never said that about me.
That it matters for the kind of guy you are?
See what you did there. All right, Bill, back to the NBA.
All right.
The Mavericks have won 9 of their last 10 games, and they've moved into the 5th spot in the West. Buy or sell, you like Dallas's chances if they get the Clippers in the first round.
It's so tricky because I'm not a big believer in Kyrie in the playoffs.
Gotta pick somebody.
I watched the game yesterday, and I was rooting for Houston, right? And the guy just makes one of his 2 free throws. He's an 86% free throw shooter, and he missed both. And then Aluka got the ball to Dante Exum and he just buried a 3 and it's overtime and I turned it off. Buy. I do like Dallas's chances.
Buy.
They've been outstanding defensively over this stretch and even going further back. The Clippers are in free fall. Man, James Harden is a buy or sell. James Harden's a poison. Buy.
Buy.
Answer my own question. It is ugly there.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell, who wins the Western Conference will be the deciding factor in who gets your MVP vote.
It won't be the deciding factor, but I'll buy that it's a deciding factor.
Buy.
If the Thunder win, there's a chance I will vote for SGA. If the Thunder don't and Denver does, I don't know that that's a realistic possibility.
Speaking of realistic possibility, buy or sell, the 76ers have the best chance to take down the Celtics in the East?
I love this question. That's a great question. I'm going to buy.
Buy.
So I've been saying this on this podcast that I do. I don't know if you've heard about it, Beyond the Arc, and my co-host, John Gonzalez, argued with me for 3 weeks. Was real put out by it. And now he's come around. Welcome on board, John. He's a Sixers fan, so it's pretty emotional for him. Yeah. Yes, they can. They're a totally different team when Embiid plays.
Speaking of playing, buy or sell Anthony Davis being reliable in the play-in / playoffs for the Lakers.
I see what you did. I'm going to sell that he's reliable.
Sell.
But I'm going to buy that if he's out there, he's amazing.
Buy.
See what I did there?
I do, but the eye injury now.
I know. It's always something.
Always something with that guy. All right, Bill. Buy or sell you like the NBA taking the night off for the men's national championship.
Buy.
I actually think they should double down on this and take every Monday off.
I don't have to work
on that. Yeah, I was actually today, I was thinking, why am I not working tonight on CBS Sports HQ? Are they mad at me? Oh, no, Bill. Look at the schedule.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell Chauncey Billups had a better basketball career than Vince Carter.
Ooh. As a player. That's a really hard one. Normally I would want to... Why are you dancing? Like,
you like the question. You finally
I do. I don't have stats in front of me. I'll tentatively buy based on that
buy.
Championship.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell Tiger Woods being in line to play in the Masters still moves the needle.
So, buy. But again,
buy.
Anthony Davis tentativeness here. The problem becomes I don't believe he'll make it to day three. I don't think he'll make it through day two. But if he does, if he makes the cut, even if he's not in competition, plays all 4 days, absolutely.
All right, let's get to some baseball. Buy or sell the A's moving to Sacramento after this season, while their stadium in Vegas is being built, is a good thing.
Sell. It's a terrible thing
sell.
For everybody involved. They're playing in a minor league stadium for a couple years.
I mean, they've been playing in what's worse than a minor league stadium for the last how many years?
But at least those are their fans.
That part is very true.
You know? Buy or sell, there will be a fan base for the time they're in Sacramento.
Sell.
Yeah, there won't be.
Because
I mean, the fans
left. They're the angry fans now.
A's fans have told me, I mean, like I've talked to all of them, but I have a couple buddies who are big A's fans are from it there, have said as soon as they're gone, they'll never root for them. Buy or sell that if you think it's okay for A's fans not to root for the A's when they go to Vegas.
Buy.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
you lose all your history.
Yeah, but they're so angry at the owner of their team.
Yeah, I get it. But conversely, it's not as if they're moving to Dubuque, Iowa, where I'm from, and you have to fly there. No offense to Dubuque. It's a great little place to be raised, but man, Vegas is fun. You can go to Vegas and tell your wife, oh, I have to go to Vegas. I got to go watch my team, the A's. How was the game? I don't know. It was Bellagio.
All right, Bill. Speaking of baseball, buy or sell, there's anything to take away from individual teams through 10 games?
Sell.
Well, buy or sell, there's anything to take away from individual 2 weeks of fantasy baseball. Buy. Yes.
Buy.
I am the best fantasy baseball team in America.
Okay. Took an hour and a half to get that out. Okay.
I had my buddy redraft for me because what was I doing? I was at a tennis match. Like, I went to a tennis match. And now I've set the team up. I did the keepers, and I gave him instructions. Buy or sell, it's perfect, because if he wins, I can tell him that I gave him instructions, and if he loses, I can tell him he screwed up.
Buy.
It's already started.
Total hedge.
Total hedge. I call him the assistant GM I have for 5 years. Buy or sell, you think he likes that?
Sell.
Correct.
He definitely hates that.
He doesn't like it.
With a passion.
I'll let Reed know he's done a really good job learning how to take my instructions.
This is your best friend on the planet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting approach.
Thank you.
All right, Bill, one more baseball one here for you. Buy or sell Mike Trout having 4 RBIs this season on 4 solo home runs makes you sad.
I'm going to buy that.
Buy.
I'm going to ask you a super obnoxious question. Buy or sell, you're excited about it after all this time apart.
Sell.
I do it too, but is it okay to call, you said RBIs That's run batted insies.
Yes, but RBI sounds weird.
I'm with you.
It's weird.
Yeah, you can't do RBI.
Yeah, it's multiple RBI.
RBIs is the way. Yeah.
Runs batted ins. That's weird.
It is runs batted ins.
Yeah.
And look, I don't mind the sabermetricians and their rise of their big brains, but the moment they started telling me I couldn't say RBIs is the moment they've gone too far. Back off with your – you can either be the numbers police or the grammar police, but I looked it up. You can't actually be both.
Is that the same category as when I, you know, politely say, hey, Bill, don't mention that on the air, and then the first word out of your mouth is what I didn't want you to say on the air?
No, this – because we're aligned on this. Although you did do a super over-the-top producer bomb when I was talking to Tom Crean. You blew up my phone. John Calipari. 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 Yeah, I know, but man –
I know. Just doing my job.
Producer bombed you, but I thought Tom would just not understand what was happening.
Just hang up the phone?
Yeah.
All right, Bill. Buy or sell Angel Hernandez is the worst official. Okay.
Yeah. No, he's terrible.
Buy.
Yeah.
And finally, Bill, buy or sell you missed me. Wow.
Wow. Well, now that I'm back, I miss you. Bye. Did
Bye.
I miss? Did I miss? I mean, you have to think of someone to miss them, right? But I realize now that I missed you so much.
I tried to send you some texts so you wouldn't even be without me.
You did. You communicated more on your vacation than you do when we're working together.
And your response back was, leave me alone.
What was my response back?
Thumbs up? We were talking about the Stephon Diggs trade, and you're like, why are you sending me this?
Did I say that?
Something along those lines.
I think it was, go enjoy your vacation.
That was a nicer way to say it.
Yeah. I'm a nicer guy.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.